Aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, you can visit www.pactsinc.org. That way you can peruse through the website, click on all the little tabs, read the information, see what's going down with PACS Inc., and see exactly what they have in store for the black community. That way you get firsthand knowledge. Also, while you're online, make sure you already know, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com, because we got some live stuff on our website. First of all, I'm on the website. Second of all, I'm on the website. No, I'm just playing, but yeah, some good stuff on the website. We got our shows. Make sure you check out the Fix Sports Podcast. Make sure you check out Lessons from the Screen. Patrick's new show, Lessons from the Screen. Make sure every Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you check the live show of Office Hours with Professor Carl Thomas Jones and Erica Tolbert. We got information that's just busting you in your head. All those shows along with this Freedom Train podcast, you can find all that information on our website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Train on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Train on iTunes and Google Play. Follow us on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. And follow us. Well, yeah, I think I said it all. Did I say it all, Pat? I don't know.
You didn't mention your shirt being off, which is normally a staple of your house cleaning.
Oh, I was trying to be classy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my fault.
But I have buttons unbuttoned.
I mean, it ain't for me. I don't want to see it. I'm just something you usually say. You said that.
I was trying to be classy a little bit. You know, put my pinky up. But you know, I got a little bit of home training that I bring out every now and then. So.
Now, is the pinky being up, is that classy or is that gay?
I don't know.
And is it the same? Can we say that without getting in trouble?
Well, I think we've said worse. So.
I guess we're going to find out.
I know, right? Hey, whatever, man. So, now today, we got a good show today because we have a young lady who is doing her thing in the city of Tallahassee. And women's empowerment is one of her lanes that she takes. She's an entrepreneur. She controls her own lane. She set her own schedule. The word boss can be applied to this young lady. So let me give you a little more information. Her name is Candace Johnson Pless. And she is a child of the Most High, a wife, a mother, mentor for the organization Linked Up, and also a small business owner in Tallahassee, Florida. The name of her business is J2 Couture LLC, which is the essence of beauty and fashion and personal health care, and all those services are by Candace. Her goal in life is to help empower and inspire young women and older women from all walks of life through beauty, fashion, and business, by helping them reach their potential and goals in life. Her motto is, when we help one another, we all win. So I would like the man in the little shirt to make sure he bring out his card and get our studio audience ready. Give a round of applause for Ms. Candace Johnson Pless. Thank you for coming on the Freedom Train Podcast.
Hey, how y'all doing? How
you doing?
I'm doing good. Blessed Can't complain.
I know, right? I know, right?
Hey, I got a question before
go
we
ahead.
Start.
You always do.
Are you a Tallahassee native?
I'm originally from Polk County, Florida, but I was raised here in Tallahassee. I've been here since like 91. I went to Appalachia Elementary School, Fairview for middle school, and Fairview High for high school. I'm a native.
You real then. You went through the real Fan U High too. You real.
Yeah, I went not the DRS, but the Fam U High, but not the DRS. Transitioning to DRS when I was there. Probably like going into my senior year, my 11th, 12th grade year, they was transitioning to the DRS.
Okay. Yeah. There you go, Pat. She got her stripes.
Straight up.
Polk County all day, but I'm Leon County. I'm Leon County to the heart, though.
That's what's up. All right, Pat, you got the first question, man. You know how I go.
Oh, I get another real question.
Okay. Man, go ahead. You can do it today.
Hey. Don't fill me up. I like running on E. Hey, so can you tell us and our listeners a little bit more about what, you know, who you are and what you do outside of what Joe gave? Because Joe don't really be letting us know what's really going on. You know, Joe, this is how we always got to do it. We make the guests seem bigger by making you seem smaller. So give us something else. You know, let us know what's going on, where your passion for women came from, and all that other good jazz.
My passion for women just came from just growing up. My grandmother raised me for a little while, and just watching her, she was a business owner. Like, she did health care, and she did it in her own home, from her raising her kids to actually helping some of her grandkids and her great nieces and nephews that she had to raise, because some of my family members was addicted to crack. So just watching her give back to the community, her church community, and the women that was in her community, that's where my passion came from, just watching her. And being an adult, growing up and looking how things going now, especially really young girls, like they don't have those type of role models anymore. Their role models is what they see on TV. Like
true.
Love and hip hop, stuff like that. So I just feel like, you know, it's time for us to do a change. I have a daughter myself. I actually have four daughters because I have three stepdaughters and I have my biological daughter. And looking at them like, I got to be a role model to them. What a role. Mm. Like, we don't look at it like that anymore. Like, football players used to be my brother, them role model. But what about that parent that's in the home with you that you look at and that you see every day?
Right.
That's doing something. And that's what I seen. I seen my grandma doing that when I watched her, when I stayed with her. And even when I stayed with her and moved back to Tallahassee with my mom, I still had to go there every summer and help her with her business. And her business was taking care of the elderly inside her home. And majority of the elderly was women.
Right.
I'm sorry. I wanted, because, you know, the stepmoms, they don't really get a lot of love. And when you said you had stepdaughters, you know, shout out to the stepmoms out there who's stepping in. You know, the men get a lot of attention for taking care of somebody else's kids, but the women that do it don't really get that same amount of love. So when you said that, it made me think about that. And then you said she knew people that were addicted to crack?
Yeah, like one of my cousins, which is my grandmother's niece, she was addicted to crack, and my grandmother had to actually, like, step in and take over her children. Like, her children had to come live with my grandmother the time that me and my brother was living there, because her mom wouldn't even take in the children. Mm. And this is my grandmother's niece, her brother's daughter. So when she even did that, just watching her do that, and she couldn't even take on these other three kids with still running her business and everything.
Mm.
But she did.
That's good.
That's powerful right there.
Yeah, she did. Like, she ain't get no funding from the government. Or, like, she did it. I got them.
I know that put that seed in you for being a business owner. So how long did it actually take you to start your own business and not, you know, not, because sometimes we may start other businesses, but how long did it take you to start, like, that this business and the business that you really felt was the right one?
Well, before I started J2 Couture, I actually been working for myself since 2004.
Okay.
And I started working for I worked for Wendy's when I first graduated from high school while I was going to cosmetology school. And working from Wendy's, like, I finished cosmetology school, I did it, but I like, literally lost the passion to do hair and everything at that point. And just was really going through life stuff, you know, boyfriend, child, just going through, like, real hard time in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to do something else. And the nursing, the CNA part, came in one day talking on the phone with my cousin, one of my best friends. And okay. That was something that I was already passionate about anyway, because that's what I did with my grandmother, taking care of the people that she took care of, and some of my great aunts and uncles that I helped take care of also growing up as a child. So I already had that passion anyway to cater to people, to help people, to want to be there for people, especially the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up taking the CNA class. And the CNA class usually take, if you go out to the library, it'll take you from September to December, but I did it in a month.
Wow.
Took the class for a month, did it in a month, aced the test, and I was working at Heritage. They end up firing me. I was pregnant with my son. They end up firing me, and I end up working for this elderly white lady. And from there, I started being self-employed, working for myself, and I just continued. And I have not worked for nobody really since then except one other company, and I was still self-employed for them because I was contracted with them. And that's what started that. So with all that being said, came 2012, after I sat down, regrouped, you know, went through life, matured a little bit more, children at a certain age, the passion for hair, like, that came back. I never stopped doing hair, but I wasn't, like, that wasn't what was taking and paying my bills. Like, every right. now and then somebody called me, friend, mama, auntie, somebody, okay, yeah, I do hair. But when I started reading, I started looking, getting back into the industry, just by reading stuff, going back to the hair shows and different stuff like that, and I started selling hair. That's when the big boom with the virgin hair came, and I got back into it by selling hair. Always had a passion for wanting to be the hairstylist that I know I was already, because I've been doing hair since I was a kid, like braiding my own hair and stuff like that. So I already knew it just wasn't there, because I guess it could have been just what I was going through at the time.
Okay.
But I got back into it, and one of my friends, talking to her, we had the same exact vision of, and me and her actually went to cosmetology school together, and just ended up, she ended up moving, and we ended up reconnecting. And we started J2 Couture, and we based it off trying to empower women and young girls through beauty and fashion. She lost the passion and the drive. She didn't have the passion and the drive that I had, so I solely took the whole business over. And that's where we at now. And the whole cosmetic line came with my daughter. Actually, she inspired that, because she came home in 2013 saying she wanted to start her own lipstick line.
Mm-hmm.
And when she started that, she actually had made samples, because you could use crayons to make samples. And when she told me that, I started doing the research on it. And came 2015, that's when I finally decided, like, okay, I'm going to incorporate this. After I did all my research, got with companies and stuff, and got samples, in 2016, that's when I actually launched the J2 Couture cosmetic line. And really, J2 Couture as a whole of essence in beauty and fashion.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong. But see, that's what's up, because you figured out what you wanted to do. You said F it, and you just did it, and you weren't worried about what nobody else was saying. You was willing to go through the ups and downs, and here you are still standing. So,
yes, and it's like, I tell people all the time, it's scary, because you really stepping out there. As I say, I don't have a backbone. I don't have that 9-to-5 that I can go to. I have 3 clients that I still take care of with doing my nursing work.
Right.
But I'm still solely on my own with that, because if something happened to them, like, I don't get paid.
Right, right.
So it can be scary at times, but when I say you got to have faith and you just got to believe in yourself and you got to speak positivity in your life, and because your tongue is very powerful, whatever come out that mouth, it will happen. So I try to be as positive and try to watch what I speak over my life and my household.
Okay.
And anybody that's around me.
Yes, ma'am.
But you said something else that was real powerful, too. You said you researched. And
yeah, I researched.
In my time, and I still do a little bit on the side, but in my time as a startup consultant, through the dozens and dozens and dozens of clients that I've had, I could count on maybe one hand. I probably had close to 100 clients. I can count on maybe one hand the amount of them that actually did research on whatever business they wanted to go into before I told them to do research. And that, so that, like, for me, when you say you research, like, that stands out. That's extreme. Like, people don't understand the importance of researching what you're trying to do before you actually step out there and do it. So, could you please just give the people that are listening that are like, Patrick full of shit, he don't know what the hell he talking about. Just give them an idea of, you know, what you researched, why you chose to research it, and how that was helpful in you and helpful to you in starting your business.
It was helpful because when I say research, I mean from going into different stores around the city, in the mall, looking at what they got, looking at what people, what women liked, didn't like, this, all that. And the company that I worked with, I had to research different companies and end up finding one of the companies that was owned by an African-American young lady herself that make her own cosmetic products. So it's a lot of people that's in the industry that actually get their products made by her. And that was one of my focus. If I'm going to do this, I want to be able to work with another sister that got her own business. Because I want to empower our people so we can work together, so we can circle that dollar that we need to be circling back into our own community. No matter if she in another state, she can still help me and I can still help her.
There you go. I got my fist in the air.
So when I came, I did the research for that, and then just to get to know the product and branding and watching different people. I even watched Keisha K.O., how she flipped them $200 million they talk about she had, and with her own cosmetic line. Just watching just different people and just meeting one of the young ladies here. I can't think of her name right now, but her cosmetics is called Lolita. She has her own cosmetic shop here. She was actually in the mall. I actually sat down and met her at a women's group and got inspired by her also.
That's what's up.
Black sister right here. So from there, I was like, I can't just go out here and try to do this without doing the research. Then I'll be looking foolish because I won't know what I'm talking about. I'm just out here trying to sell. Like, I could sell all day, but if you don't know about your product and what the women want, what's the use of you out here selling? Because your product ain't on sale. You got to give people a good product. So I had to do my research on the product that I wanted, and it had to be a quality product.
One of the most powerful things about doing your own research is people can't just tell you anything.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know because I put the time in too, so. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
People can't just tell you anything because people will tell you anything to get your mind.
There you go. So let me ask you this. All right. Your company, J2 Couture, has a slogan. I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. The essence of beauty and fashion. So I want to know, why did you choose that particular slogan? And in your opinion, what exactly is the essence of beauty and fashion?
I chose that slogan. Well, me and my business partner at the time, both of us chose that slogan. But we looked at it, the essence of beauty and fashion. The essence of beauty starts from the inside. And once it comes from the inside to the outside, and then you add the fashion with it, you're the essence of beauty and fashion. You got the complete package. But it starts from the inside. Because you can be the prettiest person on the outside, but you can have the nasty and the coldest heart on the inside and look ugly on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons why that's how both of us looked at it, and that's why we had chose that slogan.
That's good.
And but that ain't the only slogan I got. I got two slogans. The second slogan is changing lives one crown at a time. Because when someone's sending it don't matter if you're a barber, a stylist, a nail tech, you in somebody's comfort zone. You right there up on them. Like you in their essence. When you cutting their hair, doing their nails, doing their hair, like you in their essence, doing their makeup. You in their essence. And you'd be surprised how people come sit down in my chair and just never even met me, but just spill their beans, their whole life story. Their whole life story. You just be like, wow. Wow.
Right. So when people are telling you, I know now you're in a better place to be able to help people, but in the beginning, when you noticed that people were starting to tell you their life stories, is that something that spurs you to want to further better yourself as well? To be able to,
yeah.
Because you realize you have these people right here, you have a chance to make a difference. So is that something that you say, you know what, let me work on me as well?
And I did.
Okay.
I had to work on myself. I worked on myself, and then, I looked at my daughter. And at the time, me and my husband, we wasn't married at the time. Like, I even, like, broke our relationship off everything. Was like, I cannot be saying, or we can't be saying to our children, including his girls, too, that you should be living this type of way, and we live in another type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd be hypocrites. So I had to regroup and get myself together. And now I feel like I'm in a better place than I've probably ever been in a long time. I won't say in my lifetime, but in a long time as me being an adult, 36 years old. Like, I feel good every day that I get up. Because I didn't learn how to not hold on to stuff, how to let stuff go. And don't take everything personal. Because everything ain't personal.
There you go.
But those women that come sit in my chair, some of them are very broken. Are very broken. And they still, and I always tell them, you got to stop holding on to stuff. When you start letting stuff go and forgiving people, then you will be better off. Because you have been and forgave them and moved on with your life. You harboring something. That person still has power over you.
Yes, they do.
That's the truth. You need
that. Yeah, like, that person still has power over you, and I don't need nobody to be having power over me.
Yep. Moment somebody can, especially from a distance, control your emotions and your state of being.
Look, you might swipe on Facebook and see them, and you get mad all of a sudden, like, what?
Right.
That's power over you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's somebody that got some, and they don't even know that they got that control over you.
Well, I'm not trying to ask all the questions, but I have to ask this one. Like, was it intentional in the beginning when you and your business partner sitting down? Was it intentional for you to combine women's empowerment with your business, or is that something that kind of happened over evolution?
That was intentional for us to combine it with our business because as we started off getting the business together and going through all the steps with getting it licensed and all of that stuff, we was actually going, both of us together was going to these women retreats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say we did everything together, me and my business partner. We was going to church together, praying together, fasting together, like everything, like, and working on our business all at the same time. We spent so much time together. But we was going to those women retreats, and we was like, you know what? These women kind of sitting in our chairs, this is something that we can actually do for them. Because everybody, you know, you got some women, they beautiful, but they don't feel beautiful. They think they ugly.
Right.
Because they done been beat down so much. Nobody ain't never told them that they was beautiful. And especially with our black women.
Yeah. Like, that's true. That's true. That's why. But that's why we. That's why we hold platforms like this, and we try. We look to have the guests who can give messages like what you're giving, because we know people are going to listen to this. So, the empowerment of our people, both sides of, because you know how people often talk about bringing the black family back together, but the man and the woman have to be empowered and inspired. You know, so
yeah.
that's why you know, people like yourself and others have to. Y'all need the platform is needed, so that's why people like us have to make sure we have it created and ready to go. So.
And we got to be inspired. We got to lift our kings up, and our kings got to lift our queens up.
Right. And I got a question. Now that you say that, it's off topic. Not really. Yes, really. Yes, it is, Patrick. Stop lying. I'm trying to, in my mind, twist it to be on topic, but it's off topic. Let me just not even play myself. Does it still, because like you hear a lot of people saying that black women especially aren't told that they're beautiful enough, are beautiful frequently enough. And then like we hear from a lot of men who say if you tell a woman she's beautiful nowadays, it don't mean nothing. How can you reconcile those two? Like, are the men lying, or is it that women are picking up that, nah, when you say she beautiful, you just trying to get in her pants? Those two different things. Like, how does that work?
Well, that woman must just be immature. Because every man tell you that you beautiful, they ain't trying to get in your pants. He just giving you a compliment.
Okay.
And some people don't know how to take compliments.
Okay, there you go.
Some people don't know how to take compliments.
I'm with you.
Like, but I'm put like this. When my kids was young, every day I used to make them look in the mirror, and I used to tell my son, my daughter, look at yourself, because when you look in that mirror, you're looking back at yourself, and you say to yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm a winner, I'm a child of God, I'm this, I'm that. Every positive word you know, that's what you say to yourself every morning.
Right.
And I'm saying these same words to my child. So when they look at themselves, they feel like they beautiful, they smart, they, you know, they empower, which they are all of those things. And my dad wasn't a part of my life like that. But every time he seen me, he was like, "Ooh, baby girl, you so beautiful, baby girl. You beautiful. Don't let nobody tell you that you ain't. You beautiful."
Right.
And like I said, he wasn't a part of my life. But that, him saying that to me, stuck with me.
Yes, ma'am. So. Go ahead.
We just have to speak it into the kids. And it started at home. But mm-hmm. then it's like, if you don't got that person, that positive person at home, like, what that child supposed to do?
That's true.
Be a negative Nancy.
Yep.
That's all they don't know.
That's just what they did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this about J2 Couture. Because in reading about your business, I come across some of the information that was saying in the beginning you were providing services to salons.
I was working in the salon.
You was working in the salon, okay.
Yeah, I was working in the salon.
So from your time working in the salon to your time running your own, what were some of the lessons that you learned that helped you build your business, be able to not just build it but sustain as a business owner?
I didn't work in two salons. The first one, it was right straight out of cosmetology school,
mm-hmm.
over off of Ballard Street. DeVelt, that was the name of it, DeVelt, with Mr. Harrell. Mr. Harrell, I call him old school barber. They old school barbers, they know I do everything with the blade, with the razor blade. Old school, they don't do that now. Everybody uses the clippers and the tape. But working there, watching them and the things that they did, I seen the lot not taking care of the salon really like they should have. And, you know, it was an old salon, but I knew, like, okay, no, I don't want to just be set up my business anywhere. My thing is I want to be luxury. I want to be able to cater to everybody on a budget, but I want this. I want to be upscale, nice but affordable. Once I got to the second salon, which is actually one of the ladies, the reason why I actually went into hair. I don't know if you guys know Marva Thomas, Marvelous Hair Salon. She used to be over there across from the post office, like in the early, like early 2000s, late 90s. If you know T-Pain, that's his auntie. I'm going to put it to you like that. That's T-Pain's auntie.
Okay.
So watching her and I don't Miss Diane that owns The Essence Beauty Salon, watching them as a little girl sitting in the shop, that's where I got my experience from, watching them and the do's and don'ts that they was doing. I know I didn't want to really be a salon that paid, that the people coming, the stylists coming, and they pay booth rent. No, I want everything going to the register. That's how I'm going to build my business. That's how I'm going to be able to have a chain of salons.
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't want to just, it's a lot. I mean, being in the beauty industry, it's a lot. Like, you have to actually go and sit in a salon for a week and see the difference. Because it's a difference between the black salons and the white salons. I mean, totally different.
Yeah, it is.
But we all go to school and learn the same thing, but, I mean, it's a totally different atmosphere. Even with the style, the hairstyling that we do is totally
mm-hmm.
different. Mm-hmm. As one white stylist said, she said, y'all black stylists, y'all, that's a whole nother business.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, y'all just so unique with what y'all do, the caps and the sew-ins, even though they've been wearing weave all their life, too. But they've just been clipped in. They don't know how to do all these unique styles that we do, but they learning now because now they're teaching the stuff at the school.
All right, so, not to cut you up, but I got to ask, because you just said something. You know, I'm just not learning about weaves and stuff. And I do have a lace front question a little later because some of them disturb me. You know what? I'm going to ask my lace front question now.
Right. Lace front?
I just, because you do have. So do that little front tape part look like you could pick it up and pull it back? Do that front tape part supposed to be shown on a good one? And how do you know the difference between a good one and the one? Like, because I be seeing girls, and you, like, if I can look at it and tell it's a lace front, does that mean it's good or bad?
That's bad.
Okay. Okay.
Because you don't suppose with weave, as they call them, the weaveologist. A weaveologist. You ain't gonna know that person that got that weave in the hair that's actually weave or a weave.
Okay. Okay.
But okay. When you see that bolt, like that bowl going around the front of their face, and it ain't taped like you had, like you get your edge taped up.
Yeah.
And the hair ain't taped like that. Then that's a bad front. That's a bad
right.
lace front.
Right. Okay.
Because it don't look natural.
Yeah. See, Pat, right, I told you. I told you I'd write about them lace fronts, Pat.
You told me. I already knew this. I was thinking it was bad.
Yeah, it don't look natural. Yeah. They be jacked up. I be wanting to say, ooh.
Because it's like, who did that to you? And you really, and both of y'all agreed on that?
Sometimes they done it themselves. You know, like, the industry has changed so much because of YouTube.
Right.
So, like, people now go on YouTube. It's a young lady that graduated from FAMU that's on YouTube. Now, this girl has not been to school. She self-taught herself everything that comes down to doing hair. And I won't even say, yeah, self-taught and educated herself, too, because she educates herself and she does her research on products and stuff and comparing products and everything. But she got more clientele than a lot of us that's here in Tallahassee that's licensed.
Okay.
Yeah. People rather go to an unlicensed person than a person that's licensed because they say, well, y'all licensed people, y'all charge too much. Well, this is our business and our livelihood. This is just their hobby. But yeah. That might be their business and their livelihood, too. But they know if they drop these prices, you ain't going to come over here to J2 Couture, where you might get you a sew-in, depends on which one you getting for $200, when you can go over there to the girl over there in Southside, and she just charging you $60. And she do a good job, a great job. We're going to put it that way, a great job. Because I ain't going to, look, I give credit where credit due, because some of them sisters can slay, and they need to be in school getting them licensed. So they can really be riding her slant.
Right. That's true. Well, see, glad you dropped that nugget. If you got it, you better be legitimate with it.
I'm telling you, because they, but it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. But, hey, I ain't mad that they hustle, though.
Yeah.
YouTube done changed up the game for a whole lot of industries now. And you.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Look, the car, too, because you get on there, fix your car and everything.
Right, right. All of the skills, the vocation skills, the trainings, all that stuff. All of those hard skills, you can get on the internet, figure out how to. You might not do it as good as a pro, but you'll do it good enough to get you by and save a whole bunch of money doing it. So that's going to change the game up for a lot of industries.
For a lot of industries. It really has. It really has. But like I always say, if it's for you, it's for you. Nobody can take that. If God didn't plant it in you, he gave it to you for the seed to grow, it's going to grow regardless.
Yeah.
Word.
Hey.
Go ahead, Joe.
YouTube, baby. YouTube just took over the game.
YouTube, though, to be honest with you. Cause
you say you don't?
I don't. In some ways, I like it because the access to the information, people being able to share, all of that's cool.
It's
but in other ways, it's like when you have people that are talking about things, are trying to teach people how to do things, they don't know what the hell they doing. You got, you know, like there's no like background check for doing a YouTube. Like,
you
how do we know this person really know what they doing?
We don't.
True.
We really don't.
And that's why you got all these people walking around with these bad lace fronts because they watched the YouTube video.
And I would definitely say that over the weekend, one of my old neighbors, I went to visit them for Thanksgiving, and one of them was like, "Dang, Candace, we forgot that you sell hair." I'm like, "Oh, how you forgot that I sell hair? First of all, like, she was like, "Man, I spent a lot of money on both of my daughters some hair." I'm like, okay, what type of hair? You know, the virgin hair I bought, packs stuff. She's saying, why? We put the hair, sold the hair, my daughter hair, and girl, the hair had a whole bunch of life. I'm like, you ain't washed the hair before you put it in her head? I said, but see, if you would have came to J2 Couture, you would have never had that problem. Because we check our hair. We get it from the factory that we deal with, the supplier. When I get it, I shampoo it, I go through it. If it ain't good, I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah, see, I ain't even know you had to do all that. But I learned something new because I'm used to just seeing people take it out of the pack and put it in. So
I'm about quality. I'm about healthy hair. I don't want to sell something like now. My friend, she didn't bought that hair from that person. She'll never go back to them again.
Right.
Yeah. 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 So I want to ask this. I want to ask this because you've gone through the process, and a lot of times people don't have a real idea of what it is to own a business, to start a business, to run a business. So can you give us, you know, you don't have to give away all your trade secrets to go, you know, but can you give us a description of the process that it took for you, like the realistic process, the legalities and stuff that it took for you to get your business going? Because, and another reason why I ask this, because there are a lot of people who want to start businesses and they overthink the process. But when they really go and look and do the research, they can find some information. But, like, what was the process like for you, and what's some of the things that you went through?
The process, I was thinking that it was hard, that it was all this paperwork and all of this. But I sat down with one of my classmates that had started her own online boutique, and she ran down what y'all need to do and just told us the different places we needed to go. As far as, like, getting our license and stuff to be able to do, the resale stuff that we buy wholesale. And after she told us that, we got that, got the tax ID. Now, we did all of that in a matter of, like, 5 hours. Got tax ID number, all of that. Because all we had to do was get on the internet.
Okay. Now, could you explain that process? Because it ain't a hard process, but could you explain that process to some people? Because a lot of people don't know about that process.
It is nothing hard. Like, if you already have your business name, you get on there? Because it's a fictitious name anyway until you actually go up there and get an LLC. And once you put, and once you get that ID, the tax ID, that's the official name anyway. But the process is not hard. It probably took us online to do it, maybe 15, 20 minutes. And they print you, you can print out the ID number and everything right there. So the process is not hard. You just got to know what the, you got to know the difference between the LLCs, the corporations, and all of that stuff. That, you need to know that stuff. Like, it's just going to be a corporation, an incorporation, all of that, nonprofit, like all those questions. And it has all the, if you don't understand what a corporation, nonprofit, all that means, it has it in the little words that's up under it. They have it. Just read that up. Just look it up, nonprofit, what it means. You know, the power of the Internet is powerful, especially when you got a phone, laptop, right there at the touch of your hand. Information just right there for you. Nobody right. should not be saying they don't know nothing. They can't find nothing because all you got to do is speak into your phone, and it will come up on Google. But we did that. After we did that, we ended up having to go get a license from the city of Tallahassee, the merchandise license, so we could go out to, like, the flea market if we wanted to go out there and sell.
Mm-hmm.
From there, the guy, he sent us to the place to get the LLC. He sent us to the place where we had to go get the LLC from. So really, each step we took, somebody sent us, told us something else that we needed.
Right, right. So you were learning as you go.
I was learning as I go, and as we got everything together, we was just like, man, this was so easy. Like, and like I just said, all we had to do was just speak it into the phone what we needed, and the phone would tell, you know, it would have came up everywhere we needed to go. But it was, I just say we was just blessed, and it was just at the right point in time to get with those people that we end up meeting, going to those different places and them sending us to where we needed to go. Because everybody won't get that information out. Because the guy that told us to go to the place to get the license for it to be LLC, he owned his own business too. But he still, he was working his 9-to-5, but on the side he had his own business selling women's jewelry.
Okay. Well,
so it was really those stuff. So now I'm able to tell people where they could go.
Right.
Department
right.
of Revenue, Department of Revenue tell you everything, because that's really where you go, Department of Revenue.
It costs $150
to get your LLC. And that's annual. You pay that annually.
So.
And make sure you pay it on time.
There you
go. By May, you're going to pay that $500 dollars.
Yes, sir. You better pay low than go high.
And I say be legit. Make sure you be legit. Make sure you go LLC, whatever you, make sure you be legit, because you don't want nobody to be coming taking your funds out of your personal bank account.
Right.
So I always say be legit, and if you don't know something, ask somebody, or like I just speak into that phone.
Yeah, Pat, stop trying to black market stuff.
Because my next step is, and 2018 is actually the trademark J2 Couture.
There you go. That's a whole nother stream of revenue right there.
Yeah, like the actually trademark.
Anything
that J2 Couture come, that's me. Look, you can't mess with nothing that belongs with that name. But the steps is not hard, but it comes down to you doing the work. I'll keep your journal with you, because every idea that comes to mind, you need to be writing it down.
There you go.
And what I found out, even with that, every idea that I had for the business, I wrote it down, and I was reading something. I was reading an article, and it was some article about people starting up their business, and it was talking about business plans. And the guy specifically said in the article, everything that you then wrote down pertaining to your business, you can incorporate it in your business plan. Really, that's already your business plan. It just needs to be reworded.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I got this journal that I've been calling a journal. It's really my business plan. And I end up getting my business plan done. If you need a business plan done, get with you some business students. That's who did my business plan, because they needed a grade. That was their semester grade.
There you go. That's smart.
Yeah, some kids from not TCC. What's the little school out there with TCC? Flagler?
From
the business school. I've been in town for 10 years, so I don't know.
I think it's Flagler or St. Leola.
St. Leo.
They one of those young ladies that was a part of the group, she get her hair done by me. And she was sitting in my chair one day, and she was like, girl, we got to do this business plan we just finished doing, because they actually come up and do like a, they did a J. Crew business plan. She was like, so we got to actually do like one, we got to do one more, and this going to be for our final grade. We got to present it. She was like, dang, I'm going to go over here to Lady Luck Boutique, and I'm going to ask her, do she want? I said, ask her what? Girl, I'm right here. I need that business plan. She already established. She got a look. She got the building. I'm trying to get where she at. She got her building. She established that. She didn't already had to have a business plan. I hope she had a business plan. That's what I was telling her. I hope she had a business plan before she would have gotten the building and all of that. I was like, no. J2 Couture need that. And she talked with her group mates, and they was excited. And they broke. I mean, they broke it down. Gave me two copies of everything, and they actually made an A.
That's good. That's what's up.
They
got an A in, you got an A in your business, and they got an A in their class. There you go.
Yeah. So it's all about it. And then it's about if you're going to do the work. You
True.
Got to do the work, too. Like, it ain't going to do the work. It ain't going to do itself. And somebody, look, don't let the hustle you.
It is. Write that down.
Yeah. Don't let the hustle
you. Straight up.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah.
Joe.
What's up?
Don't let the hustle you, man.
Don't let the hustle you.
Yeah, Pat be acting like Ebony from Tallahassee from Players Club. I be trying to, Pat, don't let it hustle you. Like that, man. You ain't Ebony.
Don't let the hustle you.
There you go, man.
You already, bro. You've been boo-booing on me a lot this show.
Hey, I got to get you back. Hey, let's act like the listeners don't know how you be trying to treat me. So
They don't. Look, bro. Look, first off, and I won't go back to this whole black market thing you said. I be giving out samples. I don't sell anything. I give out samples. Because I want you to enjoy what you get before you spend money on it.
You know what? It ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. I'm doing a community service. Them businesses should be paying me.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And these days, people want samples. They want to see your work, all of that stuff. And please, people, if you got a business, do not be having your business social media pages on private. Please take your business social media pages
Tell them again.
Off private.
Tell them again.
How can you be a business, but you got your business social media page on private? I don't. Come on now. I got to wait for you to accept my request.
Before I can learn about you and you want to work with me? You ain't serious about life.
You don't want my money. You don't want my money.
They gotta keep the haters at bay.
Man, look, the haters make fake pages on you.
If you worry about the haters, your mind ain't on the money.
On the money. Cause you, boy, look, the haters looking dead at you, they're sitting with you every day.
Straight up.
You tripping.
Well,
some of them right there looking at you.
They letting the hustle them, is what they doing.
Letting the hustle them. Don't let the hustle you.
There you go. Like we've been saying, empowerment is one of your underlining things for your life, for your business, and the way you conduct yourself, right?
Yeah.
We live in a society that treats women as second-class citizens and treats black women even worse, right? And so I feel like, you know, black women have it a little more than other women, but that's just my opinion. Now, what advice would you give to women, especially black women, to help them to learn to raise their self-esteem and remember to love themselves while living in a society that really tells women the opposite?
Look at your ancestors. Look at your ancestors. and look at these other races that's trying to be just like you, have the big lips, the wide hips, the big butts, the big breasts that we just get naturally. They embracing our culture, but they want to tear us down. But y'all, they want these big butts, big lips, and all of that. So we influencing you in some type of way. You want to look like us. That's what we got to look at. They want to look like us. We ain't trying to look like them. Now, back in the day, they were trying to make us look like them when we having the straight hair. Happy that women now are getting back into the natural and feeling beautiful with just their natural hair for a long time, and even still now, women don't feel beautiful with just their natural kinky hair. But now women are embracing the natural and the kinky. But you have to, it starts at home, but like I said earlier, if you don't have that strong woman at home that feels like she beautiful, how can you, where are you going to get it from if you don't have it at right there in the home with you?
That's true. That's real true.
So that's where it really starts at. But then, you know, we can't fault nobody when we become older and grown. So now we know better. And that's when it comes down to you wanting to, you know, change your life and the thought and the way that you think about your own self. Because if Candace thinks she ain't nothing and she ain't nobody, she ain't beautiful, what Joseph and Patrick going to think when they see me if I think that you'll feel that energy? Like, oh, she ain't nothing.
You will.
And I can say that because I know when people see me, they feel it like, girl, you. I didn't think you was this type of person. You amazing. But they feel that energy, and we feed off each other energy.
But one of the most powerful things that you reiterated is that person within the home. Because that's where the self-esteem starts, like in the beginning at home, you know. So that's a very, very, very important piece to understand. Like, and that's why I'm an advocate for people being in a healthy relationship with yourself before you get into a relationship with somebody else. Because if you end up creating life, you all can have a person who's emotionally, mentally, psychologically, all those things intact. You know?
Yeah, and that's why I think a lot of relationships don't work out when it comes down to black relationships and stuff.
That's true.
A lot of insecurities. When it's oh my God! Like we can go on for days about this subject when it comes down to black women believing in themselves and all. But it always start back at home because I look at my own children and my own daughter and my stepdaughter. They ain't not in the house with me, but even looking at them and how their mother is and what they didn't see their mother go through. I'm like, God, I wouldn't let my, what? Your children don't need to be seeing certain, it's just some stuff that kids don't need to see. And us as kids that was brought up in the 80s, we seen a lot of stuff that we should never see.
Yeah. That's true.
But it starts in the home. But if that mother don't have high self-esteem, and if you got both parents in the house and those parents not interacting with one another, not showing love, that those kids going to be the same way. They ain't going to show no love. They ain't going to show no affection. They going to be cold with a wall up. And a lot of us black women, we do have a wall up. We always like guard it. And by having that wall up, sometimes we blocking our blessings.
Right.
Yeah, I think Jim Rohn said it. When you have a wall up to keep badness and sadness and anger and negativity out, you also keep out happiness and joy and love and all the wonderful things.
That's right.
All the good things in life.
Yeah, put that Jim Rohn playing on it, huh?
That's true, but that's true, though.
Yeah.
That's true, though. reading another article, and the article was talking about people in business. You know, people tell you in business, don't be telling everybody your ideas. Don't be telling everybody your ideas and stuff. You don't know. Don't be just, when you being social, don't be telling people. And in the article, the man, he said in the article, sometimes you need to tell somebody your idea, because that person that you're talking to could be just that person that take your idea and take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just happened to me, so.
For real?
Hey, hey, I'll tell you about it.
Nah, Joe, don't tell everybody. I mean, I think you got to be selective. You definitely
you got to be. Yeah, you do
got
to be.
Don't tell everybody, but
you
talk about your stuff,
yeah.
though.
But
yeah,
but people take it too far, though. They definitely do with the whole don't tell everybody. Sometimes I agree with that. Because almost every idea I've ever had that's come to fruition has come because I shared it with somebody and they were able to help me bring it to life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd rather take that chance.
Yeah. And it go back to what's for you is for you anyway. Nobody can't tell you what's for you because it's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to happen anyway.
Yep.
And see, us, us black women, a lot of us is like that. A lot of us is like that. It was this, I'm a part of on Facebook, these young ladies that I met at the African Fashion Show a couple of weeks ago. And all of us end up, you know, connect. Then one young lady, I did her makeup, and she was telling me her story and everything and how she was in foster care. And now she's getting ready to graduate from Florida State with her master's. And she's an advocate. The young lady that I was telling you about, Joseph, was Working Class Wednesday.
Yeah, I remember.
So, even with that group, connecting with those women, and one of the young ladies on there, she posted what another young lady put in her inbox. And she was like, let me see if I can recall. From what she was saying, the other young lady was saying to her, well, I see you posting the picture. She had posted the picture of all of us business women that's a part of this actually group on Facebook called Let's Stay Connected. All of us was at Working Class Wednesdays as vendors. It was like 30 of us in there. And so we took this big old picture, and, you know, everybody commented, was like, you know, boss women, these women, entrepreneurs, queens, and all of this type of stuff. So the young lady had then inboxed her with the picture, was like, well, I see you got this picture up here with these ladies and saying that they boss queens and all of this entrepreneurs and blah, 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 all this type of stuff. She was like, but you was just saying last year or 2 years ago or something how women ain't nothing and you can't trust women because all they want to do is try to sleep with your man and try to do this and not try to, and like crabs in the barrel. And the young lady just had to tell her, she said, because these women is their ages and 30s and their 40s and their 50s, they wives, they business owners, they women that's a part of the community. The difference between them, they ain't college students that's just trying to stay on top, that's just trying to stay popular and trying to say they want a brand. These women actually got their own brand that they build it. That's the difference. And the difference with me now, I done matured.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look back and regroup myself. So these women here, we empowering one another. And if you want to be a part of this group, you got to get off that negativity and get on the positivity. Because only how we're going to empower one another and uplift one another if we stop. Because you should have never even inboxed me with this negativity about what I did last year. You should have seen my growth. I say, wow. Just like.
There you go. I mean, but that
wow.
somebody needs to say that. That's what I was thinking in my mind. Like, people do grow. So what you talking about? Do you stay stuck
and
in the negative?
And within that year or two, she had didn't grow. She had didn't grow.
Hey,
but you have, boy, I never say the words that come out your mouth, what you think is what you are.
There you go. So I want to ask this before we get to our last question. Life has thrown you its best. You've took it and rolled with the punches. You're still standing. You're succeeding. You're winning. When you have time to sit back and reflect on your many accomplishments. What are some of the things that you are most proud of that you've accomplished in your life, and why?
Just stepping out and trusting, and really, like, you know, and really trusting God. Just stepping out, really trusting God and believing in myself.
Okay.
And really just at really like, wow, like I'm really like doing this me? Like, this is me. Like, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. Both of my uncles are entrepreneurs. Got their own business. My grandmother, even my own parents. And a couple of my cousins. So, and really with my cousins, all of them started after they seen me. I inspired them. And even my little cousin, one of my little cousins, she want to start a swimsuit line for plus size girl. She's in college. She's at BCC. And she called me and was like, cuz, I see that you, and this is my first cousin's daughter, I see that you have your own brand, and just looking at you, you inspired me. And I said to myself, oh, if my cousin can do this, I know I can do this. She from this same little town I'm from.
That's good.
Looking at that, and just being able to talk to people and help people, because since people didn't see me start my own business, I have had a lot of people inbox me that I don't even know that how you got started, what I need to do. So that's an accomplishment, just to be able to give people advice. Because, you know, people don't be wanting to help people. People don't want to give people advice because they think, well, if I tell her what I got and how I got here, then my business ain't going to work. No. What's for you is for you. What's for them is for them. And it's enough money for all of us to be right here to take care of ourselves. And matter of fact, we need to help each other business so each other business can grow.
Right.
Now, I want to know how many people actually went to a black business on Black Friday and they didn't really know if they really know what Black Friday was about if we go back to slavery.
Well, you know, people got to have
that
stuff.
Did you go at least go support a black business on Black Friday?
Right. Hey.
But just accomplishing this business, just saying that I'm a business owner, that's an accomplishment.
That's what's up.
And to be able to juggle husband, wife, children, you know, being a wife, being a mother, still taking care of my three clients that I say these are the last three clients that I ever take, because J2 Couture finna just take off, and I'll solely be J2 Couture.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's just doing that and stepping out doing it is an accomplishment. That's what I'm most proud of. And to see my mama just tell me, like, girl, I probably would never had the guts to do this. But she was an entrepreneur herself, but how I just stepped out there and just did it.
Right. And nothing wrong with that.
Without having that backbone, that 9-to-5, just going out there and doing it. And I'm going to tell you one thing, people. Y'all listening audience, that income tax money, that's your business starter right there.
There you go.
$7,000 that some of y'all be getting $10,000 out there because you be getting that back pay from child support and stuff. That's your business starter right there. Invest that into one of your children and what they probably want to do. And let it
grow
for you. Because that's what I use. I use my income tax money.
Me too.
That's what I use. And it didn't even take me, it took me nothing but $1,000.
Hey, well, see, that's why I wanted you to talk about that, because a lot of people don't know that it's not a very difficult process to start a business. The most difficult part about starting a business is you being brave enough to actually start it. That's the most difficult part. Or maybe learning the business or overcoming some of the obstacles. But to have a business, it don't take much, but to be successful in business, that's where the work comes in.
That's where the work comes in at.
So we've come We've come to our final question. Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
My favorite quote, sorry to cut you off, Joe, but it applies. I don't know who said it first, so I'm going to take credit for it. if you said it first, then sorry, I don't know who you is, so I'm taking credit anyway. But the quote is, maybe most businesses that succeed, that start, don't succeed. But 100% of the businesses that never start, never succeed. Boom. I like that quote.
Yeah.
Hey.
You never started, so you ain't going to succeed because you ain't never started. At least that person that business didn't succeed, they did start.
Yep.
Yeah,
that
I mean.
That quote go good for one of my, one of her friends. She started a business here in Tallahassee. It was a bit like Rebel selling meat. And she started that business, and nobody in her family would actually help her. She actually had to, she was probably open for like 6 months. But my friend, she felt so bad because she was like, I'm just a failure. Like, I started a business, and it didn't go nowhere. But my friend told her, she said, but the thing is, you started it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You started it. Like, you started it. Like, it might ain't go to where you want to go. But you took that risk to do it. Now the next business that you want to do, even if you want to do that again, now you know.
Yes, ma'am.
The young lady,
yes,
she was just like, dang, she said, I ain't even look at it like that. She said, I was just looking at myself as a failure, but I really ain't no failure because I did do something.
You know, people got to understand this process, man. Most people on their first startup, it ain't going to go nowhere. It's the lessons you learn. It's the second one. It's the third one. It's the fourth one. You keep trying. That's what perseverance comes in, that eventually you're going to hit on something. Just keep
it. In the first five years, your business ain't going to really prosper like that anyway, the first 5 years.
Right.
But you got to keep going at it.
Yes, you do. Alright, so
put your name out there, network and look.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared and look. Don't just be right here in Tallahassee. Go other places. Go to Atlanta. Go down south. Go other places. Other places and network with different people. You don't know who you may run into.
There you go. All right, so, Pat, you ready? Because this is Pat's favorite question. And he like to feel special, so we set it up like this for him, make him feel special.
So, mm-hmm. If you were the all-powerful ruler of Black America, what would you change and what would your message be? To the people be.
If I was could I change their mind?
Yeah.
like I had these superpowers, it'd have to be their thinking process.
You can do whatever you want. So if you want to change their mind, and you know, what would you change about their thinking?
The way they think, the negativity. I can't do this. I can't. As they say, can't ain't no word.
Hey.
The negativity and what you say you can't do. You can't. How you can say I can't do something if you ain't never even tried?
There you go. Change their minds.
Change their mindset. Because it starts with the mindset. You got to change your mindset. That's what I'll change, the mindset. Or the way we look at ourselves and stuff. Our society, we do kind of, not all, but majority, we look down on ourselves when we shouldn't. Because like I said earlier, the people trying to be like us.
Yep.
They take our style and they want our style and everything. But a lot of us don't see that as what they be saying, you need to wake up.
All right, so where can people find you on social media? What's your social media handles and all that? What's your website? Where can people find you? How can they contact you?
Social media, I'm at J2 Couture on Facebook, J2 Couture LLC. I'm J2 Couture on Instagram, on Twitter. I don't really be on Twitter like that.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't want to be on Twitter like that, but I'm on Twitter. We also have a YouTube page, which I'm 2018. I'm gonna start loading up videos, stuff like that, because I just stopped doing that. But I'm gonna start back loading up videos and probably going around and interviewing like different salons, special salons that's been around and been open for a long time, until it's like Mandiza and Goldie, Private Quarters, Marvel, different stuff like that, getting their insight and. Miss Renee World Class and stuff like that. Just getting different insight, different points of views of. There's some talented stylists around Tallahassee, and there's some up and coming stylists too. I just wish all of us would work together, because all the different ones that I talk to, they always got to say something about the other. Look, we all stylists. We all unique in our own ways.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But you can find me on that. You can, or you can go to the website, www.j2couture.com, or you can contact our business line at 404-850-0680. Call me anytime. Between
there you
the go. Hours of 7 and 8, 8 p.m.
7 a.m. 8 p.m. Cool.
7 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If we don't answer, just leave a message, or you can. That's that number too. You can actually text too. You can text.
Right.
So anything that you want to know, you can. And we do everything. We do photo shoots. We do the everyday working woman. Everything. Models. All that type of stuff. Weddings. We cater to you just about everything. Anything that has to do with beauty and fashion, we got it. Makeovers,
Thank
all
you.
That stuff. We even do personal stylists. Come in, wardrobe. We'll go shopping with you and everything.
Well, there it is then. So y'all make sure y'all look out. Y'all make sure y'all reach out and learn more about J2 Couture, Miss Candace Johnson Flairs. It's the the mind behind it. She's keeping it running. She's keeping it going. And as you can see, it's more than just about the money. It's about the empowerment of the people that she come into contact with on an everyday basis. So, Candace, thank you. We ain't gonna take up no more of your time, but thank you for coming on the train.
Thank y'all. Just invite me back.
We got some stuff in the works that we working on that we're gonna roll out. So we definitely gonna add your name to the list. And you know, like I tell everybody, when you come on the train, you have a good time. You're always welcome back. And we definitely look forward to talking to you soon. And I definitely look forward to catching up with you on the Linked Up End.
Oh yes, and look, to all your listeners, all y'all queens out there, 2018. J2 Couture will be putting on the first Queens Let's Do Brunch event. All queens and business around the Leon County area, we're going to get together, none but queens, sit down and have a conversation, a panel, all of that, food, drink. Food going to be by Shelby Bistro, all of that. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, Shelby can cook,
good.
Too.
So, yeah, Shelby can cook, can't she, though? So look out for that.
Yeah,
look out for that. I think that's going to be very powerful.
That's what's up.
Very powerful. But thank
you. Yes, ma'am. I have no problem.
It was
nice
meeting you, Patrick.
Yep.
Nice meeting you, too. Sorry, I was fighting with the mute button.
Well, thanks again, guys.
Oh, no problem.
Fun.
No problem. I'll definitely talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
If you don't know it, now you know. Yeah. J2Couture.com. So that's the letter J, the number 2, couture.com. Go learn more about them. And, you know, get your hair done, get your hair done, get your makeup done. Feel sexy. Because sexy, real sexy, real beauty comes from the inside and it spills over to the outside. Really going down. Yeah, Pat.
Hey,
huh?
I just looked at the website on the phone. They look pretty good.
They do look good. They do. Got a nice little chocolate woman on the front page.
What chocolate woman? What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. You'll get in trouble. Nah, it's a young lady.
I'm talking about the Freedom Train website. Not there. Not hers. I ain't looked at her website on my phone yet. I was looking at it on the computer.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, you know who I'm talking about then.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
But so you're talking about the Freedom Train website. Yeah, it looked good. It looked good on the phone.
Yeah, you scroll down, you see all the shows, you click on the little pictures, it'll take you to the show pages.
Hey, man, we coming up, son. We coming up, B. You know what I'm saying?
A little upcoming shows with the Tea Time Black Women Talk over there.
We coming up, B. It's always, you know what I'm saying? It's always going down, B. Always. All the way. Anyway. Every way.
No, she got a nice website, too, though. I'm still looking at it.
I know.
J2Couture.com.
It's thorough. Give you all the information you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, man. We be having fun on this Freedom Train, son. Son, be God. We be having fun on this train, man. And we're going to have to figure. I know we've been working hard, but we need to. When is our like, official anniversary? Like, our official start date? When was that? Like, our first show?
Our first show was on a Tuesday.
Well, we know that because the club was going up. Get it?
Give me 1 second and I can find it for you.
Good show going up on a Tuesday. Got my mama and my daddy named Lucy. Do you know?
Actually, it looked like they took the web page down, so never mind.
What page?
The original radio web back when we were on
Radio.
The page was still up all the way up until I don't know when they took it down, but it was still up as of like 2 or 3 months ago this year.
So we're gonna have to. We'll come up. We're gonna have some anniversary stuff coming up. We got to start commemorating stuff around here. I'm the historian. I'm the historian.
It's been like three. You want to just say February of 2014?
I might as well. We're just going to say the second Tuesday. That's Valentine, ain't it? We ain't
started
on Valentine.
Yeah, it was Valentine.
Nah. So we'll say like the third Tuesday in February.
Yeah, I mean, might as well put it in February, you know, Black History Month. Why don't we put it in the
say it loud.
The first few weeks since originally it was Black History Week.
What that is? Say it loud. All right, so that first week. Y'all ride. Ooh, we're going to have something special. Ooh, shoot.
Yeah, that means 2008 will be our four-year anniversary.
4 motherfucking years.
It's probably actually been longer than that.
It probably have, but we ain't been doing a good job of documenting.
Nah, we ain't. We just
we just been doing it and having fun.
Ah.
But it's all
4 years later.
Man. But hey, man, you know how it go down, man. It's been a good ride, though. It's been a fun ride. And we still got a lot more to do. And we still growing. And we still going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the network is growing. The Fix and Office Hours, boy, y'all
Added
moving
up
in them numbers, man. Y'all,
I've been looking
y'all
at it.
Killing the game in them numbers.
I've been looking at it. They've tanned it up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
y'all
I had
got,
fun.
Both of them shows got, they almost got just as many subscribers as our podcast, dude, the Freedom Train podcast, which is pretty amazing considering Freedom Train podcast started like 3 years before they did.
Yeah. Hey, man, yeah, like I did my episode of The Fix today, and I think I had a damn good time talking to myself.
I'm sure you did. I am positive you did. Matter of fact, I got to record my next episode of Lessons from the Screen, but I ain't in no rush since I got like 5 episodes between now and when this one's going to come out. So
when your next episode dropping?
It's dropping Thursday. The next episode is dropping Thursday. And
hey, can you give the people a little synopsis on your first episode so they can go back and check it out?
Oh, yeah, the first episode dropped last Thursday. It was about the Abacus story. Abacus is a bank in Chinatown, and it is the only bank to have been criminally charged in the mortgage crisis of the late 2000s. So basically it was a Chinese owned bank. They had a problem with some of the practices that some of the loan officers were doing, where they were scamming people, and they reported it. They fired the employees. They could have kept it quiet, but they fired the employees, and they reported the situation to the reporting agencies. And then a couple weeks later they found out that they were being investigated. Then a couple weeks after that, they got brought up on criminal charges. And so, you know, they eventually beat the charges, but the story is about them going through it, the various different hardships they faced, the humiliation tactics they faced. And then it was an overall cultural look at the Chinatown community in New York. So basically the show, we dig into the documentary, and then we dig into some of those cultural lessons that we can learn from the things that were shown in the documentary. It's a pretty good show. The documentary is definitely a pretty good documentary. There are links so that you can watch the documentary on the page. It's a pretty good thing. The show this week coming up is going to be on propaganda and on North Korea, the propaganda machine in North Korea. So that one's going to be pretty interesting as well. Y'all definitely going to want to check that one out.
You, and make sure tomorrow, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tune in live, Office Hours with Carl Tone Jones and Erica Tobel. It's going down.
And when you wake up, definitely make sure that you check your subscriptions, whether you subscribe through Google or iTunes, and if you're not subscribed, definitely hit up the website, www.freedomtrainradio.com, and you can get the fix. It should be available for you when you
tomorrow.
Yep,
going down all the way in the South.
Hey, man,
so
we know y'all listening to the show. Go to the website and drop a comment.
Yeah, comment. Let us talk to us. Let us know what's going on. If you laughed, if you cried, if whatever, man, we want to interact with you all. Like, and we, because we'll comment back. So talk to us, and we're going to talk back to you.
Right. We know y'all listening. We can see you when you click on the stuff. So we know you're listening. Drop a comment, man. Stop being stingy.
There you go. And with that being said, I'm Joseph. He's Patrick. We got a breakdance contest to get to, and we're going to win. Patrick wearing one of them half shirts that Ice-T used to wear. Not me. I'm dressing like a G, and I'm going to not let him give a chance to say nothing to respond to that. So see y'all later.